Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I saw him again today, and... whew. Yeah, that was fun. Okay, I'm good to go now. Put that cock in me, baby. We're having sweaty sex. Nice, hot, sweaty sex. Well, hello, guys. All right, I want to jump right in because I have... this is going to be a hot one, a hot podcast. So I just saw TJ, and if anybody remembers, he's in the guys section. I haven't seen him for, I'm going to say a couple years, somewhere around there, a year and a half, something like that. It's been a couple years. Anyway, it was the funniest thing. He just popped back into my head the other day. I was thinking about him. I'm like, boy, you know, I sure would love to see that TJ again. Well, no shit. But later on that day, boom, I get a message from him. So anyway, we did end up hooking up today. It was quite fun. We went back to another motel, although it's a hotel. It's, you know, it wasn't seedy and tawdry like the first time. I don't know if any of you guys, used to follow my blog when I was writing. I first wrote about him in Love in a Two-Star Motel. And I probably also talked about him in some of the podcasts. I'm sure I did. I went back and reread that just before I started this recording, just to kind of refresh my recollection on it. Obviously, I remember the details. I was there. But just, I didn't remember what, you know, how I wrote about it or how it came across. Anyway, you know... first of all, seeing him again was great. And he is just like I remember, cool guy, really a cool guy. And he's really the one that you know, got me into open-mindedness about younger guys. And truthfully, I never would have probably met Cowboy N if I wouldn't have met TJ first, because I just, up to that point, I was just like, no, no, no. And then for some reason, he won me over. And I remember when I was driving back from the first time I'd met with him after, you know, we just had this hot sex, and I was just like laughing, giggling in the car the whole ride home, like, oh my gosh, I get what all the fuss is about. Yes, the younger guys can be fun, you know? And so at any rate, I saw him again today, and whew, yeah, that was fun. That was some, excuse the pun, but fucking fun. We, you know, we just started out, we went downstairs and had a drink and just were kind of, you know, had a beer and just were chatting and catching up. And, you know, it was just good to talk to him because I remember what, you know, what was going on with him before and, you know, just following up and kind of filling in the blanks and everything. And then I said, hey, let's go to the room. So we went to the room and he starts kind of like last time, you know, starts giving me a coconut oil massage. And, you know, it's funny, the first time he did that, I was weird. I could tell he was nervous the first time I met with him, you know, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. Yeah, I could tell he was nervous. And so, you know, we kind of did the massage thing longer the first time. And it was nice. Of course, I like, you know, being on the receiving of that end of that. It feels great. He's got great hands. You know, I love some hands. And, you know, and just having them gliding around all over me. And then it took a while the first time before he would actually like flip me over. Well, this time, I mean, I just full on flipped myself over after about, you know, 3 or 4 minutes or something on my back. I'm like, okay, I'm good to go now. Put that cock in me, baby. So, anyway, well, we didn't jump right to that. I got to be the lucky recipient of his amazing oral skills. And I do mean amazing, just like I remember. Boy, I don't know what they're, I do not know what they're teaching these young millennials, but woo, damn. I think he's a millennial. Maybe he's not. I hope I got that right. I think he's a millennial. He's 30. Maybe he's not. He's, I think, 34, something like that. 34, 35. At any rate. I mean, it's up there. It is. It's up there with some of the, it hits some of the best I've ever had. Like, seriously. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to give him his props where he deserves it. He's a fucking beast when it comes to eating pussy. I mean, it is so good. It is so good. Oh, TJ, sweetheart, you know how to lick a pussy. I mean, you do everything right. Everything right. I don't think it took me but 5 minutes to come the first time from that. It just, oh man. I mean, totally got me going. So I could have sat there all night with that. I mean, he just does the right combo of, I don't know, getting his face in there, and the way he sucks and licks a clit. Oh, Jesus. And then the fucking fingers at the same time. That's the key for me. You got to use your fingers at the same time. It just, I need the fingers. So he's got the fingers in there. Oh yeah. No, it was magic. I was a very, very happy girl. So, we're doing that. And then, I put in a butt plug because he'd never fucked anybody with a butt plug in. So I'm like, okay, you're going to love this. So I put in my butt plug, and I also had my vibrator. So I was just, and then he put his cock in me. Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, it was very good. Very fucking good. Just like I remember, that cock is so goddamn hard. Just, oh yeah, hitting exactly the right spot. And it was extra tight. You know, I was extra tight with that, with my butt plug in. Now, here's the thing. He came really fast. But hey, that's okay. It's okay. There's a silver lining to this one. He came really fast, but he fucking rebounded really fast too. I mean, he didn't miss a beat. It was just like, boom. I mean, he didn't know. I don't think he knew he was going to come that fast. And I didn't know he was going to come that fast. It was kind of a surprise. All of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, did you just come? It was that, there was that split second where I'm like, this could be going down in flames real quick. But I just said, hey, put your fucking finger. I said, how long is it going to take? He's like, not very long. I'm like, put your fingers in me. So he just kept fucking me with his fingers. I had my vibe on my clit. I was a happy camper. And literally, I'd say within 3 minutes, back in action, just back fucking the shit out of me again. More. We took a lot of pictures. We took some. He said he'd never taken pictures. I'm like, listen, let me show you how fucking hot this shit is. Like, you want, if you've never seen taking a picture of your cock in a woman, or, you know, just pounding her. So I took some great shots. I like to think so. Great, like close-ups and from the top, from underneath, so you can kind of see all the angles with this, you know, with that, just that cock inside my pussy. Then when he was getting me from behind, you know, I got some great shots like over my shoulder. You can just see kind of like half my face, and then, you know, he's just back there just railing the shit out of me. Oh my God. I mean, we were, it was hot. It was sweaty. It was good. And I got to do a lot of dirty talking, which I like to do. So I was, you know, doing my dirty talk, and it was fun. You know, it was fun. It was really fun. This is how casual sex should be. It should be hot and fun. You know, it doesn't have to be like this big connection. you don't, you know, and that's, does sex doesn't always have to be that. It's a lot of different things, you know, and for this, you know, in this instance, it's just like, hey, do you want to just get down and have some fucking fun? And yes, you know, and that's where he and I are at. It's like, yeah, let's do this. We enjoy each other's bodies. We know how we know we're hot for each other. We know that. We've already proven that. So I was really happy to see him again. And yeah, I mean, just the way he's grabbing me and moving me around and, you know, grabbing my neck and pulling my hair and just it was good, you know. And it was just hot. It's hot to look up and watch him. It's hot to look over my shoulder and watch him and, you know, and taking all the pictures and just fucking going for it, you know. And we're having sweaty sex. Nice, hot, sweaty sex. It's fabulous. Fabulous. I needed that. I needed just to get fucked. And it was exactly what I needed. I mean, I'm all giggly and giddy. What can I say? That's how it should be. And you know, it's fun. It feels good to get back in the saddle. I haven't done it in so long. I mean, just casually, I guess I should say, you know, for the longest time, well, I met great guys and, you know, and formed some really strong, good relationships. And I still have those relationships, you know, and I just hung with those for the most part. I mean, there's a, you know, random onesie twosie here and there, but I was, for the most part, for quite a while, I had my, you know, I had my main guys and I just stuck with that. And that is great. It's just fun to, you know, do something casually again. I mean, you know, the feelings and the way that some of these other relationships are, I mean, they're deep, they're fucking deep. And the sex is awesome and off the Richter and, you know, and the connections crazy. But you know, but that's intense. It's intense for me. And sometimes, you know, I just want just fun with somebody that I like, that it's not so heavy, you know, it's not so heavy. And it definitely has me thinking, you know, it definitely has me thinking about what I want to do moving forward. Oh my goodness. Sorry there. My phone's just going off like crazy. It's planted some seeds. It's got me thinking. And, you know, it took me back to kind of the, just remembering what my original intention was. I mean, it's almost been 3 years, so a lot's happened. And a lot of, you know, some people have come and gone and some people have stayed. And, you know, through all of that, when you start having, you know, legitimate relationships with people, romantic relationships where strong feelings are forming, then there's things that go along with it, with all that, you know, heaviness and just, it's different, right? And that's why I think, you know, it's funny because when I started, obviously, it was the one thing I just did not want. And I did change my mind about that. If you guys follow the podcast, you know that, you know, where I started as just this complete, hey, no strings attached. I'm just fucking, I'm having fun. I'm all about me. And now, you know, over time that changed and I softened that because I wanted the connections. I wanted to feel something more than just, you know, just fucking people casually. And so, you know, went that route. And now I got some pretty intense relationships. Some very intense relationships have formed. And this, to be honest, is quite refreshing. This, to go back to, you know, kind of jump back over the fence and get back into the casual sex lane again, I'm not going to lie, I like it. I really do. And it's exactly what I, oh, you know, it's exactly what I wanted when I started. It's somebody like, you know, it's guys like, it's the TJs, it's guys like that where, you know, you can have fun with them. And, you know, when you're home, you're home, you know, they're not rolling through your brain constantly and always on your mind and, you know, and you're not missing them, you know, intensely, you know, like you do when you're have very strong feelings for someone. And this is a little bit of a quandary here, I think I'm getting myself into, just in the fact that I'm going, huh, well, look at that. You know, first I started with the casual, strictly casual. I was just telling everybody, it's like, nope, I don't want anything serious. I'm all about the casual. And I probably did that for a good year and a half, I'd say. Managed to pull that one off. And then, but then slowly, you know, I started to get some feelers, develop some feelings for some of the guys. And that was reciprocated. And so, you know, was able to let that finally, you know, it's like, okay, fuck it. I want some connections. Let me see where this goes. I'm just gonna say fuck it and let's see where it goes. And that's been, yeah, I mean, that's running deep. That stuff is running deep and it makes for great, you know, very great intense sex as well. But then you have all the other intensities that come along with it. And so this is refreshing. This is refreshing and fun. And I hope we see each other more. I hope we start seeing each other regularly. I would be thrilled with that. You know, just like, you want to get down? Let's get down. You want to try this? Let's try that. You know, I mean, just fun stuff. So I definitely had a great time. And I just came a lot and enjoyed him, enjoyed his body, enjoyed his cock, enjoyed having my pussy eaten like that. Oh, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Whew. I remember that. I remember that about him. Oh, I tell ya, ladies, if I've got some ladies listening in on this, you know what? If you don't have somebody that's eating your pussy the right way, you better find someone because you deserve it. Every woman deserves to have her pussy eaten like that, like this guy does it. Whew. Man, oh man. I got to ask him like where he learned that shit. I mean, because he was telling me that he just loves to do it. And there is no doubt. There's passion there. He's passionate. He loves it. I mean, when his face came up, and I was so wet. I mean, I was just literally just dripping all over his face. He has a little small, like beard, you know, going. And it was in there. Me. I was all over his face. It was quite juicy, quite a messy, juicy, sexy, raunchy, you know, face full of my pussy. Oh, God, it was great. I could do that every day. I'm stressed. Could you just help me out here, please? Yes, I need a little help here relaxing. Oh, man, oh, man. But the fun thing is, you know, there's a lot of stuff he hasn't tried. So, you know, I'm like, hey, let's do it. He hasn't had anal. Let's do some anal, babe. Let's do it. Come on, TJ. Fuck this ass. You want to fuck this ass? You can fuck this ass. Let's do it. That'll be fun. Yeah. I don't know. I gotta think now. Have I ever been anybody's first for anal? I don't think so. You know what? I don't think I ever have. Because if I go all the way back to, you know, like the first time I ever had anal, that was with my boyfriend and he was older and he'd already had it. And then moving forward after that, everybody that I was with had already had it. So yes, I'm going to have fun corrupting this little hottie. Oh, and he is easy on the eyes. I mean, just, and a sweetheart. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I wonder, how do I get so lucky? I do have a knack for finding damn sexy. That's just straight up sexy guys. Yeah, for sure. And when I was talking to, where in relation this podcast will come out to. I just did another one with Sir Inc. And we were talking about, I asked him, I just had a big list of questions, funny little questions we went through. I said, do you date up or do you date down? Because I definitely don't date down. I have before, but it's very, very seldom. And now that I'm older, I really just don't do it. I mean, someone's gotta be hot. I mean, these guys are hot. The guys on my guys list page, these guys are all fucking hot. Hotties. These aren't schlubs. They got some good DNA. They got some good genes. We can thank their parents for that. But, yeah. Anyway, so he just fits right in there very nicely. I think I'm, if we can get our schedules to keep matching up, it's my understanding that he's free during the days now. So once I have something cooking during the days and pretty much until for the next few weeks. But once that's done, then I can get my hands on him during the day. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yes. Yes, TJ, yes. All right, well, I know this was a short podcast, but I just wanted to fill, I know all you little greedy listeners out there, you just have been wanting me to jump back in the saddle. I've been getting your messages. I know. I hear you loud and clear. Listen, I'm back, okay? I'm back. I'm going to try to make up for some lost time. I'm not going to be too slutty, but just enough. Just the right amount of slut. How about that? Dash a good girl with some slut. There you go. There's Layla right there. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening and stay tuned. More good stuff to come.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.